Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Kobi Michael, a security analyst and senior research fellow at the Institute for National Security Studies of Tel Aviv University. Has Abbas followed through? Has he ended security cooperation with Israel? There are conflicting reports.
Abbas didn't end the security coordination, although this time it looks much more serious than in previous events. There are some symbolic, I would say, demonstrations on the ground, but I think that the regular coordination is continue, and the Palestinian leadership understands pretty well its full dependence on the state of Israel, not only from the security point of view, because they know that without the Israeli security backing, they might find themselves in the West Bank in the same reality that they found themselves in June 2007 in the Gaza Strip with regard to Hamas, which remains the main threats towards the Palestinian Authority, and the Palestinian Authority is not able by itself to tackle this this challenge. But in addition to the security aspects, there are the daily aspects, mainly with regard to economy, which are fully related and dependent on security coordination. How exactly the Palestinian Authority will be able to compensate the thousands of Palestinian workers who work in Israel and in the Israeli settlements, industrial areas in the West Bank. If there is no security cooperation, there is no work. How exactly they will deal with crossing the Allenby Bridge in order to reach Jordan and from Jordan to the entire world? If there is no security cooperation, there is no in and out. What is going to be there with regard to environmental issue, water issue, energy, gas and electricity? Everything is dependent eventually on security cooperation. And this is the reason that I assume that the security cooperation will not be totally ceased or stopped.
You are listening to Dr. Kobi Michael, a security analyst and senior research fellow at the Institute for National Security Studies of Tel Aviv University. Who benefits most from this security cooperation?
At the end of the day, the interests, the strategic interests of both sides, Israel and Palestine, the Palestinian Authority, which both have an interest in the security cooperation, and both sides are benefited from the security cooperation. I think that they will find a way to continue the security coordination and cooperation between of them, although we might see some symbolic acts on the ground from the Palestinian side. Let me add in this regard that the Palestinian Authority is fully aware to the absence of support, of public support, from their constituency in the West Bank. They suffer from a deficit in their legitimacy and political support. The Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian government, the Palestinian leadership is not appreciated by the majority, the vast majority of the Palestinian constituency in the West Bank. And I think that in a sense, the coronavirus crisis helped the Palestinian Authority to recover or to regain some support and legitimacy. But this is not an indication to a broader political support. And therefore, they know that if the situation will be escalated and if they will fully implement their threats about seizing the security coordination, the economic and societal consequences and ramifications will be blown on their face by their constituency, because they will not be able to provide their constituency with the alternatives to what they have now because of the security cooperation. This element should be taken in consideration as well. And therefore, in order to summarize, I think that the security coordination will continue and the changes will not be dramatic changes unless the deterioration and escalation will be from bottom up, from the Tanzim and from the other armed militias that will interpret the declaration of Abu Mazen and the Palestinian leadership as green line for initiating terror attacks on Israel. And then the Israeli retaliation, the Israeli response might escalate the situation furthermore, and we know where it begins, we cannot know where it will end.
How might Israel retaliate if the PA cuts off security cooperation?
I think that Israel will do all the possible efforts in order to prevent the Palestinians from stopping or seizing the security cooperation. I'm not sure that Israel will be required for many efforts in this regard, but I think that Israel will do the efforts in order to calm the Palestinian leadership. I think that the Americans will be part of the picture as well as the Jordanian, the Egyptians, and the Saudis. I think that eventually the annexation will not be implemented, at least not in the way that it was declared during the elections campaign, because Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, and the government of Israel, first of all, understands the ramifications. Secondly, I think that they are pretty aware to the limits that they have, mainly from the American administration, that will not allow, as far as I understand, the Israeli government to act unilaterally and to implement or realize only the parts which are convenient or comfortable to Israel for realization or implementation. And thirdly, because the Israeli government is still sensitive to Jordan and to the Palestinian Authority and to the importance of the security coordination. And therefore, I think that if there will be an annexation, then it will be under totally different terms and in a different manner, in a total different scale, which will be much, much smaller.
Dr. Kobi Michael, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.